Gene Watts. It's a centennial year special on Mizzou Music. This is Classical 90.5.
My name is Eugene Watts. I actually formed Canadian Brass and was a founding member and sort of put it together. And then when Chuck Dellenbach joined us, that's really sort of when things started going really well. And I traveled with Canadian Brass for 40 years, and I retired about 7 years ago. I'm finally over jet lag, because with Canadian Brass, we would pay, you know, sometimes 200 concerts a year, and we were very busy for 40 years. So I got a lot of airline points and a lot of jet lag.
Now, Gene, are you originally from Missouri?
I'm originally from Missouri. I'm from Sedalia, Missouri. I was born in Warrensburg, Missouri, which is almost the Ozarks. I've been watching the new series out called Ozark, and it just makes me homesick, you know. Of course, I spent a lot of time in the Ozarks when I grew up. Matter of fact, I used to, play on a boat that went out on the lake, you know, every weekend for dancing and drinking and all those things that you do in the Ozarks. So I sort of got my start there in one way. But actually, I started playing dances in Missouri, in Sedalia and around Sedalia when I was in high school. We were close to a Knob Noster, which was an Air Force base, Whiteman Air Force Base. And so there was a lot of kind of activity around that called for bands. And at that base, there was a black musicians, which was, it was a little segregated in Missouri in those days. But there was a real tradition of jazz players coming out of Kansas City. I don't know if you remember the Underground Railroad or you heard about that. So the way the Underground Railroad was set up, there was a black community and there was a white community. But musicians and great musicians would live in Kansas City, and they would be able to tour all through the South and have a place to stay. And I mean, the jazz musicians would have trouble just getting a hotel room in those days. But they could go through the black communities and be taken care of. You know, Miles Davis came out of there. A lot of people that I feel like were, you know, really great people. And Kansas City was because of that, was a hub. And actually, Sedalia, Missouri, was on that trip that bands would come out of Kansas City. So there were a lot of black musicians there. And when the Air Force Base started, then there were a few people from the Air Force Base. And when I was younger, I would go to these clubs where they had sessions, and I would take my horn, and they were really nice to me, and I, you know, I'd get to play, and I learned actually to play jazz in those situations. So when I got in the school and older, I would start hiring the musicians that I had met in the sessions, and we would do dance jobs, and I was called the white sheep of the group.
So you were a working, gigging musician before you even arrived in Columbia and presented yourself for a bachelor's
That's
degree in
right.
music.
In high school, yes.
What brought you to Mizzou in the first place? If you were already out there and successfully gigging...
Why did I go to the University of Missouri? Well, I don't know. I grew up in Sedalia, so I wasn't sure where to go. And the University of Missouri seemed to be, you know, a good place. I got a scholarship there for music. And so I just decided to go there and study music. It was really good because I had, about six musicians that were really good players and experienced. So when I got to the university, I could start booking, you know, dance gigs to help pay for my tuition, or, you know, the just living, actually. And so I did that, and people would drive up from Sedalia to play in the band.
Do you remember any specific professors here at the university?
I think George Wilson was sort of head of the department. At least he was a band conductor and all that. And it's kind of wonderful. When I was a freshman, I wasn't playing in the band, because the band that rehearsed a lot was a good concert band. I played in the football band, but I didn't play in the concert band the first year. So I would be upstairs in Latham Hall, which is an old hall that, you know, was not very soundproof at all, but practice rooms were on the top floor. And I met a friend who was a piano player, so we would jam and play songs, you know, jazzing it up, so to speak, up on the top floor, and while the band was rehearsing down on the first floor. And George Wilson heard me and got really upset because I was playing this boogie-woogie, or whatever he called it, which he didn't appreciate very much, during their rehearsals.
So, now, you were here at the University of Missouri, I'm guessing, before there was a proper jazz studies program.
Oh, yes, that was certainly not proper.
So you probably set the stage. You kind of prepared folks for what was to come.
Maybe a bit, but it was fun because everybody heard me in the band while they were rehearsing, and they all thought it was fun. The thing that was really good for me, I was not exposed to very much music growing up in Sedalia, but I did have that jazz experience and background. So I enjoyed playing, and I could play almost anything at that point. I was able to play jazz in Missouri because there's so many fraternities and there's so much going on. The football games, you know, were wonderful. We play in the morning. Oh, I'm trying to remember the names of some of the places, the stables. You know, in the morning before the football games, there'd be a jam session. And so the last year I was at Missouri, I made more money playing dance and jazz and that sort of thing than I did, I think, for about 5 years after I got out of college. After Mizzou, I went to the Boston, and I was in New England Conservatory and studied, you know, classical, more classical trombone, even though I'd started at University of Missouri. And when I did get a job at classical, you know, in a small symphony, you made not very much money, and it wasn't easy to live. But finally, I got into better orchestras, and I made a living. And then after, I guess it's about 5 years in orchestras, I felt that wasn't really what I wanted to do, I started a group called Canadian Brass, and we got very lucky and were very fortunate, and we ended up being very successful. And I attribute that to the varied experiences that I had. And they started in Missouri, and at Mizzou, it gave me a chance to experiment with all of them. I played not only in the bands and the orchestra there. I played in the Stevens College, had an orchestra where they would bring professionals from the St. Louis Symphony down and mix it with students and people from, you know, Columbia. So that was a tremendous experience for me.
Based on your experiences here and your memories of the time in Columbia, do you have any advice that you might dispense to current students?
Well, my advice to current students is to learn to play from the heart and to love what they do. I think I started young, and that's sort of what I did. I think it was I played because I loved it. And you don't want to... being in Missouri was a wonderful place to be because you get to play everything, you know.
That's Gene Watts. He was a student at the MU School of Music in the 1950s, current resident in Toronto, Ontario. He co-founded the Canadian Brass. He's a proud alumni of the MU School of Music. He's been one of my centennial special guests on Mizzou Music This Hour. Gene, thanks for taking the time to visit.
Okay, well, thank you. And I loved my time in Missouri, and I feel like it really focused me on what I wanted to do, but I didn't realize it until I left for a while.
You just heard the voice of MU School of Music alum, founding member of the Canadian Brass, and Sedalia, Missouri native Gene Watts. That was the first in a series of special centennial year interviews. The MU School of Music turns 100 this year, and you'll hear highlights coming up in the weeks to come on Mizzou Music.